We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mark Cerie, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio in for John Marks alongside Ike Reese. 215-592-9494. We have a ton to get to. We'll get back to all the calls on baseball. I believe the sport's in real trouble if they do not find a way to play this year. The NBA is on its way back. And we got to do some quarterback rankings later. Just because I'm here with Ike, we got to do that. We have to do that.
Oh, God.
That's all coming up. But right now, kind enough to join us here is Buster Olney, one of the best baseball reporters out there for ESPN. Buster Olney is on right now with Joe Giglio and Ike Reese talking about this baseball labor war. Buster, how are you today?
I'm hanging in there, guys. What's going on?
What's up, Buster?
Buster, look, we wish we had some great news to talk about. We don't. In your reporting, your eyes, what is the latest? Where are we right now as the sport is trying to find a way to get back on the field?
Well, I think there's going to be baseball because in the March 26 agreement between the Major League Baseball and the Players Association, Rob Manfred was given the right to essentially implement at least a minimal season of 45 or 50 games. It's sort of the last, the worst case scenario, if in fact they play. I got to say, I think that while not having any baseball at all would be an absolute disaster for the sport, this is a close second because, not only would you have a situation, if in fact there's no agreement, no collaboration, no cooperation between the two sides and coming up with something, you're essentially going to have Major League Baseball ramming this down the throats of the players. All of these labor issues that two sides have had will merely be deferred into 2021 when the collective bargaining agreement is set to come up. You might have the possibility of a player strike. You might have the possibility of the owners basically sitting back and looking to restructure the whole financial system. And I'm not totally confident that all the players will participate in a shortened season. You know, if you're, for example, your George Springer, your Mookie Betts, your two of the potentially the biggest name free agents this fall, I think the decisions that they would make would be right along with what we've seen with some, elite college football players when it comes to playing in the bowl games or participating in the combine. The risk for injury for such a short season might lend you, to just bypass the whole thing. I think there'll be other players, potentially that'll skip because of health concerns. And all the while, the opportunity to have the stage themselves seem to be passing them by, and the anger from sports fans, from baseball fans, is growing.
Man, you hit on as a mouthful right there when you talk about the potential of not having a season, and even if they have a season, the potential that some players would not participate for various reasons. What do you think, Buster, if that were to occur, how does this impact next year, right? Like when if they were to shut down the season or something, how does it impact next season?
Well, and let's say, and the most likely scenario, and I heard something overnight where somebody said, there's a flicker of hope that the two sides would be able to get a deal together, let's say 60, 70 games, 75 games, and, some reduction in salary. They still have this underlying problem of lack of trust, lack of faith in the two sides and their inability to work together, and that will kick into next year. I really thought that in late April, early May, the players had the leverage of the moment. Well, like where I was hoping, and I wrote about this at the time, that the players would parlay this into a larger conversation, be very proactive and say, look, we'll give you some money. We know that the owner's having some cash flow problems in 2019. We'll take a little less salary, but we want to address our free agency concerns. We want to address tanking. We want to address service time manipulation, among other issues, and roll that into the next CBA and allow everyone to come out, shake hands, kumbaya. Here we go for a few weeks anyway before the NBA and the NFL. You know, the two sides go forward and enjoy and own the stage. Well, that's all gone. And while, they may come up with an agreement, I think it's going to be a short-term thing, and we're going to be back next spring with the same conversation, the same issues, and the same labor trouble.
Buster Olney, ESPN, joining us here, Baseball Insider. Buster, the way I view it in the moment is that the owners have the players kind of backed into a corner here. I mean, based on what you said, based on what's been out there the last couple of days, that they can implement, Rob Manfred can implement a 45 or 50-game season if they pay these players their prorated salaries. The way I view that is the players either are going to just have to take that, or if they want a little bit more money, not what they hope for, but a little bit more money, they move up and they play 65, 70, maybe the 82-game season. Do you view it that way, that if we have any movement here, it's that the players realize that the owners kind of have them in this corner?
I think now, you know, the owners, it's been so interesting to watch these two sides, you know, making their various proposals. And all they've really done, guys, is like they put the same, you know, substance in different packages. Like it's like they changed the ribbon, they changed the wrapping, but they continue to sort of both sides propose the same thing. On the owner's side, here's the lump of money that we think is available to you. And whether you want to take that in 50 games or 82 games or 50-50 revenue split, the lump of money remains the same. And on the player side, they keep saying, look, we want full prorated salaries. And the owners are saying that's not possible. But I think where the players at this point are, you know, somewhat at the – you're right that the owners have the advantage of the moment is that Rob can – implement this shortened season and essentially force the union into a shorter year. But that's not good for either side moving forward. Like for the industry, for the business, it's not good. I was told by a pretty prominent agent about a month and a half ago that he anticipated there would be this you know, brinkmanship, a stare down as we got closer to the end, and we're going to try to work this out. And I said, you understand that both sides are like absolutely endangering the golden goose that you guys all feast off of? And he goes, no, you might be right. And he said it flippantly, and I was thinking, you don't understand that, you know, the way you guys are viewed, and I've used this line in a column, they're like the two second cousins arguing loudly in the back pew of a memorial service right now, and how they're viewed on the national landscape.
Buster, do you think they get what is at stake here? Because I was saying today when we opened the show that I believe, and baseball is my favorite sport, Buster, but I believe if they miss this season, they won't recover from it. Like, I'm not saying the sport will go under, but I believe baseball will trend more towards the NHL, which is a very niche sport and clearly well below the NBA and the NFL in this country. I think baseball will move more towards the NHL and out of the consciousness of the casual fan if they miss this season. Do you, one, agree with that? And two, do you think baseball realizes that that's at stake here?
I agree with you 100% that they stand to take a big hit. And they're already, I think, you know, taking some of those hits now. And as I mentioned, I'm pretty sure they'll come up with some product. But think about what happened the last time that baseball had a labor stoppage, 94-95. Off of that, attendance dropped 20%. Television ratings dropped. The Montreal Expos franchise was effectively killed by the after effects of that. And guys, there wasn't a global pandemic going on. There weren't 40 million people having lost their jobs. And all the things that we've seen in the last week after the death of George Floyd, people do not want to hear it. You know, the last couple of days we've heard from Tom Ricketts, the chairman of the Cubs, Ken Kendrick, the chairman of the Diamondbacks. And, you know, they're trying to make their case about how the owners have cash flow problem. And I felt the same way reading their words, listening to them that I did when Blake Snell did his thing on Twitch, like, no one wants to hear it. If you're going to have these discussions, do it behind closed doors, because you're really, you know, I think that both sides have really served to damage the perception of baseball in this country.
Yeah, it is not good. Buster, last one for you. Would you bet the family farm on us seeing baseball this year? Are you that confident?
I would bet the family farm that there will be baseball this year, and I would bet the family farm that the sport is going to be damaged.
All right, Buster. Well, you ended it with that. Doesn't make us smile, but we do appreciate you hopping on here, and we'll be reading and listening. Thank you, Buster.
Appreciate it, Buster.
Thanks for having me.
There he goes, Buster only ESPN. Well, he bet the family farm. That's important. He only does that when he feels confident.
I mean, bet the family farm on Harper signing with the Phillies. Like, that's a very important thing.
Yeah, well, you'll probably get the 50 game the commissioner mandates that they play 50 games.
Yeah, which is, that's not what we're looking for here. That's not what I want. That's not what we're looking for. 215-592-9494. So Buster only would bet the family farm we see baseball. I am worried that we are not going to see baseball, and it damages the future of the sport in a significant way. Let's grab Chris of Pensacola. What's up, Chris?
What's up, boys?
How we doing, bud?
What's up, Chris? What's up, brother?
Man, you're an honor roll student lately, baby. You called this last week.
Yep.
You called it last week. You're like, you're free Carmine up in New York, man. He said it ain't happening. Everybody's like, come on, Ike. Just because you know you're not the baseball guy, and Ike's like, well, I watch baseball. I'm just using my common sense. And I was an athlete, and I got paid a good chunk of change. And if I play 50 games and I'm Mookie Betts, I ain't playing. That's what you said.
Yep.
He said that 10 days ago.
Yep.
And as far as baseball guys, what's scaring me now is Middleton, not in a bad way, but that cat don't like to lose. I don't know why he doesn't want to spend the money, but he seems like he has an aggressive personality, and he hates to lose more than loves to win. He just came out, yesterday saying he's going to lose $100 million or something?
Yep, he sent an email to the employees of the Phillies that they're going to lose a lot of money this year.
Well, our catcher's gone, right?
You know what? It's a great point. Chris, if they lose $100 million, that definitely could mean JT Realmuto walks.
Yeah, you're going to give a 30-year-old catcher, 29-year-old catcher, $160 million?
Probably not. Probably not.
I mean, and as far as getting back to the games, I'll always keep them on. Gosh, man, I feel like me and Ike are like cousins back in the hood where I grew up. So he said, you know, he turns it on in the background and makes him feel good. I'll do that, and I'll watch it when I have a slow night because my daughter plays fast pitch softball. We're all over the country at 14. But this is the first year, or last year was the first year I didn't buy a 10-game ticket plan. I bought 4 games. Yeah. This year I'm not buying none, man.
Well, that'll be it, Chris. That'll be it, and we appreciate it, man. That'll be it. People will stop going as much. They'll have it on the background, but it will not be the same. 215-592-9494. Joe Giglio in for John Marks alongside Ike Reese.
I'm here.
You're here. I'm here. Jack's here. If baseball isn't here, it's a problem. I don't think the sport will ever recover if they miss this season. 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.